And you can take your Christingles or your candles home with you and relight them at some point remember what we've been thinking about today. There are more Christingles and candles in the box on the table that you came past on the way in. So if you missed out on one, then grab another one. Just some final thoughts before we sing our final song. And I'm going to read to you some words from the New Testament of the Bible, from John's Gospel. It says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Just thinking about those words and linking them to stage props that we put on here earlier on, and the innkeeper's door. You know, the innkeeper in the nativity story has one simple job to do, doesn't he? One simple line: no room. That's it. That's the whole part for the innkeeper, to say no room. Just look at this next image that Neil's going to put up on the screen for us. It says on there, each one of us is an innkeeper who decides if there is room for Jesus. Just think about those words for a moment. Each one of us is the one who decides if there is room for Jesus. You know, we can hear the nativity story retold a million times. We can hear it done or see it performed in a really orderly fashion or in a completely random, chaotic way, like I achieved it this evening. We can hear it over and over again, but if we don't make any response to it, then what is the point? We might as well stop listening and not bother. When we say no room and keep the door of our lives firmly closed to Jesus, then that's one particular response that we can make, isn't it? But then what we'll be doing is saying no to that life-transforming gift from God that he is holding out to us through Jesus. Maybe right now, though, you're actually thinking, well, do you know what? I want to make a different response to that. I don't want to be the one who is saying no or saying no room. I don't want to be the one who is closed off to thinking a bit more carefully about Jesus. And if you're only ready to open the door a little bit, just enough to be able to work out, actually, is there something in this that I need to look at more carefully and think about more seriously? Well, that's fine. That's a starting point, isn't it? You know, if you're that person that wants to just open that door a bit and start thinking more carefully about Jesus, then we can help you with that as a church. And we're likely to be running another Alpha course in the new year, and that helps to explore Christian faith more carefully. Let me encourage you, make that start, though, today. Don't be the ones who are saying, no, no room, I don't want to hear anything about this, I don't want to know about it. But let's open ourselves up to Jesus, to begin to take that closer look, and begin to see in Jesus those things we've been focusing on right from the beginning as we lit the Advent candles, those words of hope, peace, love, and joy. And when we start exploring that more deeply, we'll realize that to get to those things, then we actually move through other things like reconciliation and forgiveness. All of these things are God's gift to us. All of these things that we can hold in our own lives. And we can bring them into the midst and the chaos of anything that's going on for us right now, or we see going on around us. And we can let Jesus restore and renew. Let that happen in your life today. Let's pray together. Lord, I want to ask that there will be an openness in our hearts and minds to think about you more carefully. And not to be dismissive and to ignore you, Jesus, but to actually think, well, do you know what? I'm going to think about this more carefully. I'm going to open that door just a little bit, just enough to be able to see through and try and understand your place in my life a bit more. So, Father, help us to do that this Christmas time. Help us to be inspired by the truth of who you are, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our friend, our guide, our helper, our protector and sustainer. All of those things are, Lord, what you have given to us in Jesus. And we want to ask that you will help that be a reality in our lives. Let the light of Jesus shine on in us and through us, we pray. In your name, amen.